know if you deal with this problem or not, but this is what the problem is. I'm a witness in a federal case, and the mafia is using radio waves to give me a lot of pain. I think this is the way they're doing it. They put me to sleep, they come into my apartment, they put something on my chest near the heart or different parts of the body, and they send out a radio wave, and when it hits the area that they put on my chest, this here gives me pain. And in order to get rid of the pain, I have to take a nitroglycerin, or I cover myself with a rubber mat. And the rubber mat usually takes away the pain. And I'll be waiting for your call. I hope that you handle this. Thank you.
That's unbelievable.
All right, who are you?
I'm special.
Did I just talk to you?
Yes, I'm with you now.
All right, good.
What's the problem? What do we got?
I am a witness in a federal case.
Right.
And the mafia's giving me a hard time.
Yeah, what happened?
The mafia's giving me a hard time. I'll tell you what they're doing.
Agosa Nostra, you mean. Are you there?
Hello.
Yeah, what happened?
What they do
ahead,
is they
shoot.
Put me to sleep, they come into my place.
No, I'm asking you a question. I don't know if you heard me. Maybe it's because we got somebody trying to listen
to... Tell me what?
Wiretap, I think it is. You can't use that word.
What word is that?
You know what I'm saying.
Huh?
That word, you know, the M word.
Why not?
Well, because that's the problem you're having. You're using it too much on the phone.
No, that's the, I'm going to use as much as I want, and I'm going to use it on...
Oh, no, I'm with you.
As I want, because they're messing with me.
No, I'm with you. I agree with you.
You stop messing with me, then I stop using that word.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Just be careful, because I think that's what they're doing. What happened here? Why is there another person on the phone?
For the next 2 minutes, or your call will be coming.
Oh, you're on a payphone.
I'm on a payphone.
All right, so tell me what's going on. Shoot.
All right. What's going on is that they're coming into my place at night time, they put me to sleep, and they put something on my body.
Who is it? Charlie Three Fingers, Mikey One Eye? Who is it? Which guy?
The Jewish Mafia.
Oh, whoa.
Mafia in Brooklyn.
Whoa.
Wow.
They're not mafiosa.
They are.
All right, tell me why. Shoot.
And then they put something on my chest or around my body, and they send out a radio signal, and this here gives me pains in the chest and all over my body.
Couple shots in the air. What happened?
This is where you're the electronics task force. This is a problem for you, right?
Oh, my God.
Did you handle this thing?
I can't believe what you're telling me.
Well, you better believe it. That's what they're doing to
me. No, I believe it. I just can't believe it's happening to you.
Why?
Because it's, you know, these things are dangerous when they do this shit. They put stuff on you. They wrap you around in tinfoil, whatever they're doing.
They don't wrap me in nothing. They put stuff around the chest area, around the heart area, and they send out a radio signal.
Where are you now? Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, New York, where?
I'm in Manhattan now.
Oh, that's, boy.
In the general post office. Now, I want to, can you do something for me?
What do you want me
to
do?
The chief in Washington.
Tell me what you want to do. Tell me.
What can you do for me?
Anything you want. What do you want me to do? You want to put a wire on you? We can monitor them. What do you want to do? I'll do that if you want. You just got to sign a consent form in case, maybe the electricity's too hard and knock you out. You know?
Well, the only way I have to prove it to you that they're doing it...
is we got to put a wire.
Put a wire on me.
Exactly.
So when do you want me to come up to a wire?
Well, first of all, let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you there?
Hello, yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Quick question. How tall are you?
5'8".
How heavy are you?
175.
Okay, that's good. What color is your hair?
The hair is black.
All right. Well, here's the problem. I got wires, body wires they're called, hard wires, body wires, I don't know if you've ever seen them on TV, for blondes and redheads right now.
Listen,
what I could do with you maybe is, let me think.
What you could do for me.
I'm trying to figure.
This
maybe,
guy that's a...
Would you wear a wig?
You hear me?
You're not hearing me. Would you wear a wig? We could do this. What is this person on the phone?
For the next 2 minutes. Oh, you're calling.
Let me put a nickel on.
Yeah, throw a nine.
This is what you could do for me.
How about a
this
dime?
This guy is a fugitive.
On the 49.
You have to go into the FBI computer and get the information, give it to me or give it to the prosecutor, and I'll get into the witness protection program.
Whoa. You would take the program?
Sure, I have to do that. What they're doing to me.
Well, what exactly did they hurt you, though? I mean, what about in your house?
They're putting fumes into the apartment. They can't breathe.
Oh,
I have to run to the window
Jesus.
To get air.
Jesus, that's, Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus.
Isn't that bad enough?
That's bad.
Now,
a couple shots in the ass, too, I bet.
And see if you can get me the information and call me back.
No, wait, how am I going to call you?
Call me tomorrow.
Where?
I give my phone number.
No, well, not on the phone. That's the problem. They get all this information on the phones these days, electronic crimes. That's how they do it.
So I have to come up to your office?
No, you're not listening. Here's what I want you to do. Tomorrow, go to the nearest payphone. Put aluminum foil around the phone. You know, the handle, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you hear what I'm trying to say to you?
Right.
All right. Once you put the aluminum foil around the handle of the phone, call me. Then I'll come and see you. I'll come right to you. What do you think?
Come tomorrow to me anyways. I give you my address.
No, don't. Whoa. Not on the phone. Not on that phone. You don't have aluminum foil around the handle.
You want aluminum foil around the whole floor?
No. On the handle.
That's what
neutralizes all the intercepts.
And here's another thing I want to tell you.
Tell me about it.
I'm crazy. You wouldn't believe me.
No, I believe everything. I'm the nut.
They put stuff on my testicles.
Oh.
And they send a...
Listen, sir, if you're going to get sexual with me on the phone...
No.
Please.
Radio waves to make me itch over there.
Right.
Or they put stuff into my hair. And they send the radio waves. My hair is itching all over. If I take a rubber mat or a piece of rubber and I block it off... It disappears everything. In other words, I'm blocking the radio wave.
I can help you out right now if you want.
What's that?
All right, well, when you take a shower, all right? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm having bad conversations here with you because the phone that you're on, there's something wrong with it. Here's what you need to do. When you take a shower...
Excuse me.
Put another dime in there, will you?
For the next 2 minutes, or your call will be terminated. This is a recording.
Hello, I put money in.
Hello?
Hello, I hear you.
Okay. I want you to take a shower. I want you to do me a big, big favor. Put a shower cap on, all right? When you put the shower cap on, put the suds in your hair and then put the shower cap on. Keep it in your hair as long as you can so that if they try to throw any powders on you, that will neutralize it. See, any kind of shampoos, baby shampoo, Head and Shoulders, whatever the hell you want to use, they have a natural ingredient to fend off. Hello.
The best thing for you to do for me is to get me in the witness protection program.
What do you think
and
I make
you... All you have to do is call the FBI and get the information from their computer, or you may have it in your computer.
I can't do that right now. I got to talk to you in person. We got to meet with you and put the wire on. You got to wear a red wig. I got a wire for red and blonde.
All right, listen. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. We'll make the appointment.
At what time?
What time you want me to call you?
I got therapy from 12 to 3. How about 4 o'clock?
Call you at 4 o'clock.
You got it.
Okay,
sure. Bye-bye.